You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I have a few things I need to say to you.
Okay.
Okay. First off, like, I have felt like crap physically this week.
I know. I felt bad for you.
I know you know that. I just have not felt good. Like, I had a neck thing that I was dealing with where I couldn't turn my head, and it was causing this shooting pain up my neck. I don't know if I told you about that. And every time I would turn my head, it would give me, like, head pain and neck pain and back pain, and then I had some other pain. I just have not felt good.
I think I remember this. This is going to sound weird, this sentence, but I think I remember seeing you stiff.
Yeah, I just haven't felt good. And then, yeah, but anyways, it's. I know when you have inflammation and you don't feel good, it causes irritation and everything. Just, you know. And then I was dealing with some emotional stuff, and, you know, I haven't felt good. So I just want to thank you for dealing with me.
Well, you don't have to. I don't feel like I've ever had to deal with you. It's just, that's what friends do. And I'm sorry that you've had to go through what you've had to go through. But, you know, one positive thing about it?
What?
You have really cool earrings on today.
Well, thank you. They're wood. Like,
they're wooden. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they have on it? Mountains?
I don't remember. Let me take one out. I don't know. Is that it? Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know, but it's really cool. It's very, like, tribal.
Oh, yeah, huh. I guess so, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Anyways, so yesterday was kind of a hard day for me. And, you know, a lot of times when I don't feel well and I don't deal with things very well, I contemplate my purpose in life and, you know, that kind of thing. And so yesterday I was sitting outside, and which I do a lot. I've been doing a lot lately. Yeah, I just sit outside and I look at the sky, and I posted on Instagram yesterday this picture of the sky. And I don't know if you saw it, but I was like, Jet.
I don't know if I see your stuff until, like, days later, because I'll see your post and it'll say 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't see it. It's never, like, the first.
Oh, well.
Isn't it so weird? Watch. Something stupid will be my first one. Let's see.
Oh. Well, I posted.
See, who's this?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I posted a thing, and I was talking to you in it, and I was just basically saying what I would just said to you. I was just like, hey, thanks for dealing with me and that kind of thing. And
oh, you said that on Instagram?
Yeah, just because I feel like I'm around you more than anyone, and so
same.
You know, I was like, anyways, I appreciate you, and. You know, you deal with me more than anyone, so.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you as well, equally, and I don't ever, please don't say that I deal with you, because I've never been like, oh, I gotta deal with Olivia. It's never been like that, and that's what friends do, and you know what? And I don't want to say anything about this, but you had to deal with me a few weeks back with that whole thing, so thank you.
Oh, well, and I feel the same. I feel like I was, and I genuinely was seriously worried about you when we were dealing with your stuff. But yeah, anyway, but let's get into this. Today I think it's going to be a fun one.
I'm excited about this one. I see what's in your lap, and we briefly looked at that. And, if this is what that's going to entail, then I'm excited.
Okay. So let me tell you about this. So I was at Target one night.
Target. Yes.
And I came across this book, and I thought this book was fun. It's 3,000 questions about me.
About Olivia Newton-John.
That's right. And I picked it up, and I thought, oh my gosh, how fun. And normally, I think this would be a fun thing to, like, leave for family, and, you know, family can pick it up. You can answer questions about yourself, and then people can say, oh, what would this person, or me, I guess,
yeah,
what would they, how would they answer this question? And you can answer honestly, but it's one of those things where we can both answer these. And yeah.
I like that. You know what's crazy is I have one of these, and I was the original plan was for me to fill it the whole thing out. It's not 3,000 though. I don't know the number. I was going to leave it for my kids, and I've only gotten like a few pages in, and
oh,
I've
really?
Had it for years.
Oh,
I know. It's some of the questions are interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and some of them are hard too. Whenever I think about that with my kids, because it's like different. There's a dip. Depends on who's reading it. If it's for my kids, I kind of want to be a little bit more wise and a little bit more like, you know, like just me. Whereas, I don't know, just...
But your kids might not read this until they're adults.
True.
Or...
They probably won't read it until I'm
or
until
so
maybe I'm gone.
Yeah, or maybe like if you die when you're like 80 or 90 or whatever, and then they're in their 50s or 60s, like maybe you want to be as honest as you can be.
And I do have a journal as well where I am just honest as Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, before we get into this, I did want to tell you. So I am going on vacation today.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. I'm sorry that you had to hear me sing. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
No, I love it when you do that. You have these little outbursts and I love it. But I am a little excited. I'm not really excited to go on vacation.
You should be.
No, because I actually really enjoy working.
Ugh.
No, I really actually do. But there is one thing I am truly, truly excited about.
Hmm.
And it's not even the vacation part of it.
What?
So I'm going to be in Wyoming today for a little bit.
Okay.
And one of my bestest friends in my adult life lives in Wyoming, and he is one of my bestest friends from my adult life, and I haven't seen him in so long.
How long?
It's been, gosh, I don't even remember the last time I saw him. Probably like a few years ago.
Wow.
And he's from Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
And so I think I told you, I think in one of the previous podcasts, how I got to Utah.
Yes.
Remember, I was dating a guy and
yeah.
we came and he was moving to Utah and I came with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his brother was one of my best friends.
And that's who you're going to go see him
and
today.
And then when his brother came home from his mission, I ended up dating his brother. Well, not the one I dated, but his brother ended up moving to Wyoming with his wife in Evanston.
Oh, and Evanston's not that far from here.
No, but I haven't seen him in a really long time. And so I texted him. I was like, his name is Joel. And I was like, Joel, I am going to be in Evanston today.
Are you going to meet?
And he was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So we are going to meet up and I'm super excited.
What are you guys going to do? Get dinner or something?
Well, he works tonight, and so I am going to hurry up and try to get there before he works at 5:30. So hopefully,
okay. We'll get there before 5:30.
Well, I have some things I have to do prior.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I can be there at least by, I would say, 2:33.
Yeah, because then you have a couple hours.
Yeah, so then I can see.
Ah, that's cool. You're going to see. Well, shout out to Jolie.
Yeah, shout out to Joel. I miss him.
Yeah.
We had so much fun in California together, and he's one of my favorite people.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to hear about your trip. And don't think about work. Don't think about anything. Don't work on your...
Oh, I have plans on Saturday.
Of working?
Yes. We already talked about this. I have some specific...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Some specific things I need to do on Saturday. But.
Well, that I fully support. That doesn't count as work. That's a little bit of a that's a little bit of a rock on moment.
Yeah, it is.
Shout out to Ozzy. Rock on.
Oh, poor Ozzy.
I love Ozzy. He's not doing good.
He's not.
I've been listening to him nonstop lately.
You have.
I have. I grew up with the fuck. Remember the show, The Osbournes?
Yes.
I remember that show young. I've always loved Ozzy.
Oh, speaking of Ozzy. Okay, so we know he's not doing well. He's pretty much on his deathbed. This is probably not going to be his year. Or maybe it is. Maybe he's graduating to the new and younger world. But
yeah, yeah.
But when the Osbournes were on TV,
yeah,
me and a group of friends went down. He lived on Doheny mm-hmm. in LA. And we went down to go by his house. And I remember the gate was open. And I have a picture.
Wow.
Yeah, we took a picture of his house. And I remember the dog was out. And I can't remember the dog.
They had little dogs, huh?
Yeah, but
I remember the little dogs.
I can't remember. It was the bulldog. And the bulldog.
Yeah, the bulldog.
The bulldog was laying. I remember the bulldog is laying in the picture on the ground. And I have a picture of my friend Carlos. Shout out to Carlos, and I think he's in Minnesota, laying on the ground. I'll find that picture.
Yeah, I want to see it.
And
but I remember, I know exactly the bulldog you're talking about.
Yeah, and the bulldog is laying on the ground in front of the house.
Yeah.
I'll find that picture, and I'll bring it.
Yeah, find it. I remember that bulldog being kind of a menace in the show.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All of his dogs were. Oh, but shout out to Ozzy, and there's a lot of people that always come forward. I love Ozzy after someone dies, but I really do. I've always loved Ozzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this. How do you want to do this? Do you want to just pick a number? Do you want, what's your favorite number?
I know your favorite number.
You do.
So let's, oh, wait, never mind. Oh, actually, okay. So I'll start because I had an idea, but then I realized it wouldn't. Oh, wait, it will work. I'm an idiot. I know exactly what we're going to do for you because I know your number.
So my favorite number is 7 or anything that correlates with 7. So it could be 777 or it could be 7 or it could be 77.
Well, this is the perfect segue into that because I have number 777.
Okay.
And the question is, what is the one thing in your life you can't make a decision on?
One thing in my life I cannot make a decision on.
Besides farting naked.
Oh, my goodness. He has a bumper sticker that says that. one thing in my life I can't make a decision on. I can't make a decision on whether to buy a house or not.
And so in this world's economy?
I have gone twice. I have backed out on purchasing a house. One in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And one in Utah.
You moved to Florida?
Well.
Or just rent it out?
I wanted to purchase a house. The first time I qualified for a house and I freaked out and backed out. The second time I qualified for a house here and I freaked out and backed out. I think the reason was the first time in Florida when I did it, it was because it was such a big move, moving from here to there.
Yeah, yeah.
I just couldn't do it. I was freaked out. You know, it was just such a big move. Now, I don't think I would mind doing it if it was a rental property over there because most of the houses in Florida are rental properties and they're furnished.
Oh.
So hiring like somebody to manage it, I think would be fine. You know, I don't think I would have such a problem with that.
I can manage it for you.
Well, the laws are different in Florida, so I don't know. Mm. But also doing something like that here, I think with somebody, buying something with somebody here, I think would be good. But I don't know. Cade, where's the book? You put it away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have another question for you.
Okay. When do I get to ask you one?
Oh, do you want to ask me one then? Oh, do you want to go one time?
I don't know. How do you want to do it?
Let's do that then. Let's do
okay.
That.
Do you want me to just pick a random or do you want to?
Pick a random.
Okay.
Do you know my favorite number?
No. What is it?
I think I told you yesterday.
What is it? Oh, I do know it. Number 69.
I mean, it is a good number. I mean,
why are you giggling?
It's just because I think 69 has a bad reputation.
It does have a bad reputation. Why is that your favorite number? Oh, let me not ask you that question. Okay, who is your favorite movie director and which of their movies is your favorite? Let me guess. I think it's Quentin Tarantino.
So that is the name that first popped up. I would say yes to Quentin Tarantino. I also like PTA. Paul Thomas Anderson. I also like, there's so many. Stanley Kubrick is really good too. I don't know. I'd say probably, if I had to say right now, Quentin Tarantino. I love his dialogue. He's the king of dialogue. His movies are just, they're all good. They're all great.
Okay, but which is your favorite movie?
My favorite Quentin movie. Ooh. Historically, I'd probably say Pulp Fiction. I'd say either it's a toss-up between Reservoir Dogs or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So I never watched rated R movies my whole life.
Really?
Never. So I never saw that. I know.
You saw Pulp Fiction, though.
No, I've never
you
seen.
You saw Pulp Fiction?
No, I'm telling you, I was a Good Mormon girl. I did not.
Well, you can watch it now.
I know, but because I didn't back in the day, I don't watch. I didn't watch R-rated movies.
That movie is a little intense.
Yeah, so I don't go backwards. It's like so I don't. Yeah, so.
John Travolta,
okay.
Samuel L.
Hey, ask me anything.
Okay.
I don't care which number.
So maybe we just don't. Oh.
Just pick one.
No.
Oh, wait, okay. I'm going to go like this. Ready?
Go.
Boom. What is the biggest compromise you've made in your life?
Compromise?
Mm-hmm.
I think moving to Utah.
That is a big one.
Yeah. I never saw myself moving here. And I moved here for a dude.
Yeah, that's a very big compromise. Yeah. That'd be hard for me to, if I had to leave somewhere here for a woman, that would be.
And I'm still here.
And you're still here. So I know what I'm supposed to only ask you one, but this one is, I just saw it below. I feel like I have to answer. So this will be a speed round.
Okay.
Do you believe in spanking as a form of discipline? Now, not in the bedroom. I'm talking about as a form of discipline.
Oh, funny.
Yeah,
'cause
I was
gonna funny.
Say, spanking could be very good. I believe in spanking in that form, but.
Because of how I was raised, I don't think I would spank my kids.
No?
No, because I was pretty much beat. So I don't think I would. I think that I am a pretty good disciplinarian, and I think that I would find other methods now.
I feel like it's more powerful for you, for a parent to, at least in my mind. I remember, I think my mom smacked me one time. I can't remember the reason why, but I remember I felt really, really low when my mom goes, Jet, I am disappointed in you.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. Like, I think that means you don't even, like, she didn't even have to do anything. She just used her words.
Yeah.
And then I turned 15, 16, and then I'm like, I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's hard. I've seen you spank Beatus.
No, you have not.
Yeah.
No, don't even.
No.
Okay, let's see.
Vacation.
Let's see. Let's see. Sorry, I'm looking through this. Do you ever think you could, this is not one of the questions in here, but I just thought of this. Do you think you could ever pull the switch?
What do you mean?
On
like someone on life support?
No.
Oh.
Like, that's a good one too. No, like on somebody that was like on death row. Ooh, that was a good one. I wonder if that's a question in here.
Do you think I could ever kill somebody on death row?
Like if they said, Jet, you need to pull the switch.
And then he gets electrocuted.
Yeah.
I think it like if it's a crime, I could feel passionate about someone doing a crime to someone else's family and I can have anger and I could be like, this guy deserves this or whatever. And I can have my opinion, but no, but if he hurt my kids or if he hurt someone in my family or someone that I cared deeply about, especially my kids, even my dog, if someone, you know, did unspeakable acts to my children, I would probably do more than pull the fucking plug. I'd probably like,
I can't even kill an ant or a spider in the office.
Can you imagine someone murdering or doing something terrible to someone that you love?
No, I can't even kill an ant in the office.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good trait to have. I feel the same way, and I don't think that I could in any other situation other than like my beautiful two children who are sweet little innocent angels. And if someone were to do anything to them to harm them, I think you turn into a different person.
No, I know. I get that.
Yeah.
But I save every ant and every spider in your office.
Yeah, which I hate.
I know.
But normally it's peace signs all around here for me. It's all peace and love. And I genuinely believe that the world needs more of that. But I will, you know.
Okay, question 2061. Does the sight of blood make you queasy? I already know the answer to this.
Absolutely not.
You are such a liar.
I hate blood. Jeez, I don't even like the idea of giving blood at the doctor. And usually it's some cute girl, and I'm trying to like, hey, this is good. I could do this, but I've passed out. Okay. How often do you laugh?
Like every day.
I feel like we laugh every day. Yeah,
we do.
That was a quick one that you can answer.
Generally, I would say generally I'm a happy person, except when I'm stressed out.
I think you're still positive, though. I think everybody, when they're stressed out, is not in their ideal state.
Yeah.
What's the oldest thing you own?
The oldest?
Yeah.
I would say something related to like my grandparents.
Okay.
Like my grandparents have like, I have a lot of their stuff that's like a hutch. And it's funny because I have a lot of cousins and my grandparents have these like old things and they asked all the cousins, does anybody want this stuff from my grandparents? Everybody's like, no, it's old. It's old. It's old. And I was like, I was so close to my grandma. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And I was the only one that wanted it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's cool.
Yeah. And I share the same birthday as my grandma.
Yeah.
And my middle name is Elizabeth after my grandma.
I thought your middle name was Newton.
You coined that for me. So.
Okay. Okay. This is another quick one. What movie do you love but could only watch once?
Any movie that I love, I can watch a million times.
See, I'm the same way. I think it's because what this is directed for, or like, you know, talking about, is movies that are probably in like cruel or dark. And you probably, I don't see you watching a lot of those movies, because what instantly came up with me, I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it. Have you ever heard of that movie Requiem for a Dream with Jared Leto and Jennifer Connelly and one of the Wayans brothers?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that movie's pretty twisted and sick and pretty scary. Not horror scary, but just psychologically scary. And I watched it. I'm like, I'm glad I saw that movie. It is a beautiful movie. I will never watch it again. So you don't have any of those kind of like...
No.
Yeah.
But I think that your favorite movie says a lot about you as a person.
Yeah.
Like, what is your all-time favorite movie?
I've always resonated with Almost Famous and Vanilla Sky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen either one of them.
Yeah. I also really like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I never saw that either. So I can't, like, relate. I can't, like... I mean, now I have to go watch those because, like...
This is a favorite movie of mine. Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando is good.
Why haven't I seen any of these movies? Like, I have to, like, watch these. I wonder if you've seen... Well, you've probably seen my favorites. So my favorite, Slumdog Millionaire.
I've seen that.
Goonies.
I've seen Goonies. Goonies is good.
I would say... Those two are my favorite movies.
Those are your favorite movies?
Yeah.
Do you like movies? What about like Stand By Me?
Not in my top 20.
I wouldn't say this in my top 20, but it made, like when you said Goonies, it kind of had that same kind of vibe.
But those two are my favorite. Like I would say, I think because they have to do with childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. It's like the Goonies is like the all-time, like my all-time big favorite. Like, oh, they go on an adventure. You know what I mean?
See, I like that too.
Like to find like whatever. Slumdog, kind of the same thing. Like he's looking for, you know, that one true love. You know what I mean? Like kind of the same with like the Goonies. It's like the adventure.
I see that. I see your vibe. I kind of like that stuff too, but like I like adventure. I like road trip. Like I like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, that was a good
one. That's a good movie. I like that.
Yeah.
But I do, I like that. I get what you're saying. Like Almost Famous is kind of like that. It's like a 15-year-old kid who's a rock journalist, and then he goes on tour with a huge famous rock band, and Kate Hudson is the groupie, and he's like in love with her.
But oh, is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's this guy who's writing for Rolling Stone magazine. They're like, you're going to do an article, or you're going to do a story on the band's called Stillwater. So he goes on tour with them and has this crazy experience on tour and then has to write about it in Rolling Stone. And he's 15 years old and he lies about his age. And, you know,
all that stuff. That's cool.
It's so cool. And I remember watching that around that 15, being 15 and being like, oh my gosh, this is just like, and this kid has the craziest experience. It's like a coming of age, but a coming of age that like no kid will ever have. Because how often does a 15-year-old work for Rolling Stone magazine and tour with all these bands, and they reference Zeppelin, like he sees Zeppelin and Bob Dylan and all that stuff.
But you want to know what my favorite movies are as an adult? Hmm. Like as an adult, I have two favorite movies. Like as an adult, my favorite movies would be The Courier.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Amadeus, about Mozart.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then what is the other one called? Oh shoot, The Courier. Amadeus, and then, oh gosh, now I can't even think about it. I'll remember it.
Yeah.
Like the Bourne series.
Jason Bourne?
Yeah. The spy movies. Like
oh, you like that. Okay.
I like the spy stuff. Like the, obviously I have like the classics, like the Star Wars stuff like that. Like, because that reminds me of my childhood and stuff like that. But like, yeah.
Depends on what mood you're in though too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked those like artsy kind of like films. I haven't seen it, but I really wanted to see this movie called Paris, Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a real place.
Yeah. It was a movie that came out in the 80s, and I hear it's really good, and I wanted to see it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, read another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Okay. How often do you fart? No, I'm just kidding. What is your weirdest trait? I already know you know mine, but...
The weirdest trait? I don't know. What's yours?
My echolalia. Where I'm just like... I
really think you have that.
I think I'm insane.
No, you're not insane. I really think you have that. He literally will sit at his desk and repeat things that he hears throughout the day.
Over and over. Like, didn't you say you count? Did I dream this? Did you say that I said something like 60 times?
Yeah. Like you literally throughout the day said something that you heard.
60 times?
Throughout the day, yes.
I'm at my desk and I'm just like, what do I say? Yeah, it's just
you
like
said that. You said that phrase from that song.
Oh, yeah. I'll just sit there and I'll go, you got that James Dean daydream look in your eyes. And then 2 minutes later, I'll be like, yeah, you got that James Dean. I'm insane. I'm insane.
It's not insane. It's like literally a mental illness.
So I'm mentally ill.
But that's okay because everybody has something like that.
Well, what's yours?
I have OCD, anxiety. I have all that too. So it's like.
I can't think of yours. Like,
I have all of that. I have crazy stuff.
I would say your weirdest trait.
That's all weird, Jet. Anxiety, OCD. I have. All of that. That's all weird. I have to sit where I can see the door in a restaurant.
Oh, really?
So last night when we went to Olive, or not last night, but for lunch, we went to Olive Garden yesterday. And I had to sit next to Eddie because it was facing the door where the door is. So when we go to a restaurant, I couldn't sit next to you because you were facing the window. Where's the door? The door.
So you have to always have, it's a safety thing.
It's a safety thing because what happens when a shooter comes in and shoots up the Olive Garden.
Yeah, but if you're going to see it happen versus not see it happen, you're going to die in each situation. Wouldn't you rather not know?
No, I'd rather see the shooter come in and know that I'm going to get shot and die.
See, but what if it's just blackness and you don't know and there was no fear and then you just died peacefully?
Nope.
You died peacefully with pasta in your mouth.
With pasta?
Mm-hmm, no. Because it's Olive Garden.
So I don't know what this stems from. Probably my OCD, because I have harm OCD. Harm OCD is where you always think that something's going to happen. You always have the fear of that. So anyways, so a few years ago, a shooter came into my old ward building in California and started threatening people.
Damn.
And had a gun. Yeah. And he ended up shooting the bishop of our old ward.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nuts.
So anyways, had I been sitting in a row a few rows up, I wouldn't have seen this guy come in. Well, anyways, he ended up killing him. I don't know if that stems from that incident.
I can see that. Because it would have been a close call.
Yeah.
And I saw that on one of the questions here. What name something that you've had a close call on? That, so you just answered that one too. But I could definitely see that stemming from that.
And this was in California. This happened in California. So I was not there at the time, but that's traumatic to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know.
Do you think cigarette smoking should be illegal?
Illegal? Yeah, that's great. I have asthma.
Do you still smoke cigarettes?
I don't smoke.
Yesterday you did.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, I'll pass this over to you after this. Which do you think, okay, which do you think in general are smarter, men or women?
In a lot of ways, women. In a lot of ways, men. It just depends.
Very good, neutral answer.
No, but that's true. I'm being serious.
No, I know. And that's true. I think in some cases, it just depends on your skill, like whatever you're smart about, like, you know.
In design, so in my bathroom, my master bathroom, I think about this every time I walk into my master bathroom. There's a door you walk into to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You open the bathroom door, and there's also where the toilet is, there's a door.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to open, if you open the both doors, they hit each other. That was a guy that designed that. I 100% know a guy designed that. That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard, looked at.
That is a pretty poor design.
Poor. Yes.
What if it was a woman that designed it?
A woman did not design that. I 100% know a man designed that. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Would you rather be a jack of all trades or a master of one?
Ooh. A jack of all trades or a master of one. I really thought about answering it to say master of one, but I'd say jack of all trades.
So me too. So in the mission, they used to call me MacGyver.
Yeah.
Do you know who MacGyver is?
I do.
Yeah, they used to call me MacGyver because I could do a whole bunch of things. So I had a lot of elders in my mission that would bring me their pants. Because have you ever had pants where you pull up the zipper and the zipper
goes down?
Yeah, or yeah. It doesn't, like, it, like, you'll zip it up, but then the bottom half won't, like, zip?
Yeah.
I can fix that with a pan.
With a pan?
Yeah, like a pan.
Oh.
I'll have to show you. Yeah, do you ever have pants that do that? Do you have
ones that I'm wearing do that sometimes?
Well, take your pants off, bring me a pan, and I can fix it for you.
Okay, I like what this is going.
I know it sounds weird, but I can fix it for you.
Mm.
I know it's weird, but
it's, you know what? It's a jack of all trades. I mean, like,
yeah,
people need that.
Yeah, I literally would have like 5 pair of pants, and all I need is a pan, and I can fix it.
Wow. See, that's a good skill to have.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Okay, let's ask another one. Are you being true to yourself?
I think I'm starting to, yeah. I think there's times in my life, especially more recently, where I think I'm being true to myself. But I think in reality, when I take a step back, maybe something will happen or someone will leave my life, I'll go, you know what, maybe I wasn't being true to myself. And I think I'm on the path, as long as I stay on the path, of being true to myself and becoming more true to myself the longer I stay on it.
I think for you, because of some recent events in your life, I think you're starting to become way more true to yourself.
I think so. I think I've lost myself in a lot of ways. That, but isn't it weird when you lose yourself? You were like, wait, I think I found myself. It's weird. Life is weird in that sense. So, but yeah, I think I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more, you think?
Sure.
Hey, it's got to be a good one. Okay, so say a little something, because if this is going to be the last one, I want it to be good. Do you want to, let's see.
Find a good one, though.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you want to say a little funny joke, or do you have anything to say while I research this?
Let's see. Do you know if today's going to be hot?
It's going to be 89 degrees.
Oh, that's not too bad. I feel like it's been super hot this week. I don't know.
Okay, here's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think you and I both agree that we don't need to go a certain way with this question. In other words, in like politics. But let's make just try to make this question fun. As a society, what could we all do better?
I feel like there's a lot we could do better.
And like what? What's the first thing that came to your mind?
I feel like economy-wise. I feel like homelessness-wise. I feel like just as people. I feel like crime. I feel like...
Yeah.
There's so much. Just as people. Like I feel like...
So what you're talking about is upbringing and mental health. Because homelessness is usually fueled with like addiction and not being suitable for the job, like finding a job. Whereas crime may a lot of it be associated with how they're brought up. If you're born in the ghetto and you're around gangs and all that stuff, how are you going to go home and you hear bullets racing through your window and you're like, well, I'm going to go study for the bar. You know, that's hard. But yeah, that would be, that's a solid answer. What do you think?
I feel like there's so many ways we could do better. Like,
yeah.
There's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, that's a hard question because
it really is.
Yeah. There, like, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think we should stop focusing on the things that we have differences on and start focusing on the things that we have in common as a whole. If you want to loop that in with politics, great. If you want to loop it in with love or whatever, it's just like, it's just as a general statement. I think we're all here having a human experience on a rock that we're all going to die shortly on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And none of the, like, whatever happens when we die, I don't think what we're fighting about in politics and what we're fighting about work and what we're fighting about, like, you said this, you know, like all that stuff doesn't matter. Let's just have a good time. Let's work hard and focus on the things that we all have in common, which is we're all having the same experience here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you think that we knew what we were going to deal with before we came?
That is a good question. I don't know. I thought about that too, because if we did, like, did I know and did you know that we were going to be at this time instead of being born 1,000 years ago and having to deal with, you know, animals trying to eat you and dying at the age of 30 because you got sick, that's easily curable nowadays. Like, what struggle did we want to deal with? And did we think that the struggles that we're dealing with now was the best case scenario compared to other struggles that people had to deal with historically? I thought about that the other day. That's wild. I don't know if that's the direction you were going when you asked me that, but.
No, kind of. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
We know. Yeah.
I don't know. Because it seems like when I'm going through the struggles I'm going through, they seem like so huge and fills up my whole world, but it's like, are they as bad as someone that had to struggle 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago or going or and now that's in a different country who hasn't drank water in 3 days because they don't have water. And there's, you know, they live in a hut somewhere, you know, like it's easy to get in your mind and say, what I'm going through is like the worst, right? Mm-hmm. And to get down on yourself and feel bad, but there's always someone that's going through something worse.
Yeah.
But obviously that's hard to remember when you're going through it because you're like, damn, I don't feel good right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know how much control that we had. If we knew what we were signing up for by coming here, which I can definitely believe.
Yeah.
Who's to say? Maybe it wasn't random. Was it like, okay, you're going to go down to earth and you're going to live as a human. Whatever time frame that looks like, whenever you were born, I don't know. Or if we're like, yeah, I want to be born in 93. And then my struggles are going to be, you know, I don't know. That's wild to think about. Do you think that we had control?
Yeah, I think we probably knew what we were going to do.
You think?
Yeah, I think we knew. I think we signed up for this. I think we knew what we were going to experience. And maybe not know exactly what we were going to experience, but we knew.
Yeah.
That we were going to be.
My weakness is going to be this, or my weakness is going to be this, and my struggles are going to be this.
I think we knew that portion. I don't know if we knew what choices we were going to make, but I think we knew that we were going to come here and have challenges.
And we knew those challenges, you think?
Yes. I don't think we knew what decisions we were going to make, but I think we knew that we were going to.
Like this is as an example, like if someone has a problem with like, oh my gosh, my weakness is women or my weakness is alcohol, or whatever. We may have known that like that may be, obviously we don't know what struggles and who we're going to meet and what bar we're going to be sitting in, but we do know that we would struggle with.
Yeah. How we deal with it was going to be our own
test.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that. I don't know. That's wild to think about.
Yeah. It's like they said, okay, here's a card. This is what you're going to have to deal with. Are you willing to take the challenge?
And we're like,
how you deal
give
with
me a new
it.
Card.
How you deal with it is going to be your challenge. Kind of like, you know, like you go on these reality shows and they say, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you up for it? And you're like, yeah, I'm up for it.
But you knew, at least, obviously, yeah, exactly. That's the perfect way to say it. You don't know exactly what's going to happen and what conversations you're going to have, but I read the cards.
Yeah. And we said, yeah, we want to do it.
Yeah, we want to do it. Yeah. So you believe that we lived and we accepted.
Of course. Of course. And we were up for it.
I could see that in a way that makes life a little bit more bearable.
Yeah. This is only temporary.
This is only temporary. Exactly.
Only temporary.
Yeah. Well, then they lied and they said tattoos are forever. Tattoos are only temporary then.
Tattoos are temporary.
Exactly. Everything's temporary.
Yeah. Your body's temporary.
Even aging's temporary.
Aging is only temporary.
Well, down here.
Isn't it funny? We start out as babies. We start out in diapers. And then we age.
And we go back to diapers.
Yeah.
Comes full circle.
It comes full circle.
Yeah.
And then our body is put back into the earth.
Yeah.
And then our spirit goes back.
I think it's quite beautiful, actually, to think that the vessel that we lived in here that we feel so fond, hopefully, that we feel so fondly about just ends up being part of the earth yet again, whatever that looks like. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, this was fun.
This was fun. We got deep there at the end.
We did.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, we will let everybody go and hopefully...
You got that James Dean. Sorry. Sorry.
This is what he does. Like, at least...
I don't even like that song. I like James Dean, but maybe that's why. But I don't even like that song.
You need a hypnotist. You need to be hypnotized to get rid of this echolalia. Maybe we'll do that on an episode.
Is that evil? Is that like a part of the psyche that I don't want to have that like...
It's to get rid. Get rid and free yourself from...
I can conquer it in my mind.
Okay, well, we need to do that.
I got that James Dean. Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we will bid you all farewell until next week.
Yes. I farewell you, bid a good... I got that James Dean.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.